Blog Talk Radio.
I know, it is me again. This is Fernando. This is just a tryout because I'm having a technical difficulties. Connections. I'm hooked up to a Wi-Fi, and every now and then drops, and I don't know why. So forgive me if I get cut out or drops or anything like that. But with me right now, you're going to be with me for the next hour. Of course, I'm going to be talking about some news and current events. A lot of things to talk about. You know, I've been gone for a couple of weeks now. Going in 2 months, actually. That's a long hiatus. That's what they call it. Long breaks, but you're going to be able to see me here every Wednesday now. Wednesday, hopefully 9 p.m. should be a regular segment on 9 p.m. every Wednesday, so catch me here. And without further ado there, and we'll get the my co-host. Here we go again. Don, are you there? Can you hear me?
I am.
All right. Where are you at?
I am in what's called the sunroom. Nice and not too cold in here. Not very hot. Cool. I think that it was kind of hot outside today. You know, so it's nice. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
It's like in the 60s, I believe, or 50s or something like that.
Yeah, but it was pretty warm for that, wasn't it?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I thought it was going to be like, you know, freezing cold.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like Long John's weather.
Yeah.
I wore my Long John today. It was kind of, you know,
toasty.
Sometimes when you wear warm like that and then you just start realizing, like, man, I wear wrong clothing today. And,
yeah,
you know, you can't do anything. You can't take it off. Well, I guess you can. You know, you can go to the bathroom and take it off. But, you know, with my line of work, it's kind of hard for me to just take off my long johns.
Yeah.
What's going on lately? what's going on with your? I know that taking a long break and filled me up with some of your exciting life for the last couple of month and a half.
I kind of missed the show, you know, but now Lord's will perhaps that we had one, but so we had like. Universal, Thanksgiving back in September. We also had, before that, we had the blood drive, but I wasn't able to donate blood due to some iron levels. And then a couple weeks ago, I got something on my back that was very painful, and it was some, I don't know if it was insect bite or what, but it's getting better now with God's help. Praise God for that. And then they checked my iron level again. It's still low. So I'm planning to actually go shop in superhighway.com to order the isotonics calcium. I mean, not the calcium. I already have that one. The isotonics multivitamin with iron. Because I figure it's like, it's in the isotonic form. So it's probably even better than those capsules you can get at the store because you're going to get more of it, you know, more value.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's about it, homeschooling, doing the homeschooling, planning to go to Philippines, mm-hmm. you know, when it's Lord's mm-hmm. will, we'd like to go to Philippines.
I hear a baby crying in the background.
Yes, we have a full house, fuller house now. No, I think he's just crying because he's not getting his way. Yeah, not one of ours.
Okay, yeah.
The
kids now,
people, yeah.
Nowadays. But on the next segment here, I want to talk about, you know, speaking of kids, I want to talk about the federals, actually the feds considering limiting potatoes, you know, like tater tots, french fries, and all that, offered to kids. I don't know if that's a good idea. I mean, potato growers, actually, they're saying that they're, you know, they don't want that. They're fighting back against that. You know, against the efforts to actually ban or limit potatoes in the child nutrition programs in school, in their homes, and they're also arguing that they're loaded with the essential minerals and vitamins like vitamin C and potassium, and it shouldn't be considered junk food. What they say. I mean, I think it's junk food when you have a lot of it, you know, excess of it.
Yeah.
You know, like just tater tots. I mean, how could you take away tater tots? They're good. How could you take away french fries? You know, I guess, if the kids, you know, they go out and eat whatever they want, if there's no activities, there's no exercise, you know, I mean, balance nutrition is the key. You know, what do you say? What can you say about that?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think that's constitutionally right, saying that, you know. Mm-hmm. It's in moderation, because, like, maybe they're concerned about, like, that the bad carbs that's in the mm-hmm. potatoes. Yeah, if it's in excess. You know, like, I know some people get cranky when they have too much potatoes. I used to get like that, you know. If I have too much potatoes, mm-hmm. I get cranky. It's one of the things, you know. So, and, you know, for exercise, if they're targeting even teenagers, what about recess for teenagers? You know, they probably love that. Oh, yeah, they get gym. So maybe that's the same thing, you know. But,
and also,
Right.
And also, you don't want, I mean, governments, is, you know, feds right now, you know, they always want to put their nose into, you know, I mean, they're considering, actually, there's talks about they want to tax food and groceries, you know, higher than what it is now. There's a lot of people are concerned about that, and just like the, you know, they're saying that potatoes are bad, you know, that, and then there is a guy actually saying that there's some misconceptions of the public that potatoes aren't healthy, you know. And they say that the potatoes actually, you know, it's not, they're saying it falls into a good, you know, vegetables per se. And actually, that I read an article about the guy from Washington that he wants to prove that that potato is actually nutritious by going into what he called it, potato diet. And now that's dangerous, because that's all carbs, and that's all, you know, you have, if it's just all potatoes, it's just, I don't buy that, you know, just to prove that the potatoes are nutritious, that's terribly wrong.
Right, and also, you know, everybody's body is different, so for him, maybe potatoes are good for him, you know, I mean, depends on his weight, too.
That's right. And it says potatoes are, you know, the most common vegetables. That's what the SNA, School Nutrition Association, said, you know. The drawback in this actually is, you know, again, if the federal, if the feds ban or somehow limit the consumptions of potatoes when it comes to, like, schools, and even groceries and all that. I mean, that's Could you imagine the state of Idaho going into a riot?
Yeah, right.
Speaking of the riots, actually, France is actually on fire right now. Meaning on fire, meaning like there are people actually burning cars and rioting on the street.
Wow.
There was actually they're rioting because there was talks of, you know, I don't know if it took effect, but I think there was just talk of raising the what do you call that? The, you know, the, oh man, the retirement age.
Yeah.
The retirement
oh, wow.
age is actually raising the retirement age to 62 instead of 60.
Yeah.
You know?
I have to take a break real quick. I have to take a break real quick. I'm sorry.
All right.
I have to tend to
some little
children, but I will be back. Okay.
Okay. All right. And the way I'm, I was talking about the, if you're just tuning in, talking about friends right now that are actually rioting because of raising the retirement age to 62. Oh man, they have it all. They have it all. 60. I mean, isn't that 60, what we have here in the United States? 65. I don't know in the Philippines, but here in the United States it's 65, and I believe it's going on 67. And that's what, you know, that's what they're doing over there in France. They just want to riot. That's right. They just want to burn some cars and I'm just as I'm trying to look on the news right now so I can maybe read to you guys. But anyway, the segment today, that's what we talked about. If you want to call in, the number actually is 347-884-8124. I'm going to attempt to open up the chat room, see if there's anyone going to be able to get in there. The chat room's on now, and if you go to blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoFernandezShow, you should be able to go into the chat room and chat away. Chat away. And we're going to be talking about some sports later on, some NBA and also NFL previews, what's going on this weekend. And I don't know if you are playing or you do a fantasy, an NBA fantasy. You can go into ESPN and do your fantasy there and make sure you type in Kanib League, which is K-A-N-I-M-B League. You should be able to find my league that I started a couple weeks ago. I'm supposed to get 16. Well, I was supposed to get 16 players to do that, but unfortunately, you know, no one responded to that. I guess it was a wrong crowd that do not know how to play fantasy that I was trying to target. But if you do know how to play the fantasy, or if you want to play, if you just want to learn, go into ESPN.com and just look into the fantasy, and it should be there. You know, it's really cool. No gambling. There's no betting or anything like that. So I don't. It's not gambling. If you play basketball, it's just like that. It's like being a coach. You know, it's just like being an owner of a team, and being a coach. You know, you go into a draft, or sometimes you go into an automatic draft, which is. You don't get to pick players, but with this, you're gonna be able to have an option to pick your players, and according to the draft schedule and everything like that.
Okay.
So and once you build that, and your fantasy league actually starts from the tip off of the NBA, which is on the 26th, I believe. So a lot of fantasy games going on, around, I don't know if it's around the world, but it's around the nations. A lot of, actually there's NFL or National Football League fantasy actually going on right now. And I'm actually a part of them. You know, and I am not doing good in that. I've been doing a fantasy for multiple years now, and have never really won the championship, let alone going into playoffs. And that's that. That is the sport. I'm not so much for the baseball, because baseball is kind of confusing to me. I guess it's the takes, you know, you can learn it. You play the, I do watch baseball, but I just don't play the fantasy. I play the fantasy on basketball and also the NFL. So I heard Dawn's back on the line here.
Yes, I am. So France, France raised the retirement age from 66 to 62, so people are rioting.
Right.
Well, you said earlier
right.
Before I had to take a break. So
you
what?
Take a break again?
No, I don't have to. I'm just kind of like, wow, that's really something. That's not really well, you know. That's the
mm-hmm.
way it is. They're riding, but
right. Both right. Yep.
Wow, that's what I have to say about
yeah.
that. But so about fantasy, like you like fantasy football and fantasy basketball. That's good that you gave a description about what that is, because I've been wondering, you know, what that is in the years past. Because I know other
the fantasy
one other person, yeah, that used to do fantasy, and I thought.
Right. Well, I guess it's my mistake also on my end, on my side here. You know, I approached some people, you know, people that I thought. They might be interested in playing a fantasy, but they don't. They had no clue what was fantasy is about, and you know the fantasy games. So I guess it's kind of my fault. I mean, you know, those people that actually interested, that responded to it, and actually they are, you know, they're willing to. They want to do it. They want to learn it, and they're pumped. They're you know they. But you know, again, I guess the league that I started actually did not make it. Or did not get enough people to get off the ground.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, hopefully next year. And, actually, I joined multiple fantasy leagues, so I don't own. You know what I mean? So that's about it. If you want to call in again, 347-884-8124. Not really feeling pumped today. I don't know if you can you hear me good?
I can't. I need you on speakerphone, actually, to hear you better. I mean, like, better, louder. It's louder on speakerphone, but it's not very, very loud, but I have you on speakerphone because of that. I can barely hear you before.
Oh, I wonder why. I'm using the laptop right now. I'm using the the Google Chat.
Oh, Google Chat.
No, it's called Google Chat that you're able to make phone calls.
Is that similar to like Skype? What's the difference between that and Skype?
Yeah, similar to Skype.
I don't really know.
All right. But have you heard about that 11-year-old? Girl that was kicked out of cheerleading because she refused to shake her booty because he believes that she and girls should not use their body like that.
Right.
You know.
That's
here's my question.
Though.
Why the heck did she? Why did she join the cheerleading in the first place?
Exactly.
That's what I don't get. And now it's like they wanted her to shake it. You got to shake it a little bit. Now she's like, no, you're not supposed to be. I don't get that. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, that they're supposed to do that. You know, you're a cheerleader. You know, you gotta.
Yeah.
I guess it's, if they don't want it, if she don't want, she doesn't want. I mean, I don't know how they want her to shake it.
Right.
You know, she don't want to dance or anything like that. Why did she join the cheerleading?
Right.
You know, if she wants to cheer, if she doesn't want to do it, don't be in a cheerleading squad. That's what I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think so too. I mean, that's the way they do it. They shake their stuff, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then, and maybe she thought she's just gonna like jump up and down or something. I don't know. Like she's 11, so maybe they just like let her on. You know, they let her on the league, and then now she's, you know. So what is she trying to sue her? Or no, she's just saying that how.
I don't know if there's any lawsuit, but I believe there's a complaint that was filed.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying that, you know, they have to really get into that and what kind of shaky booty shaking thing
correct.
That they're talking about.
Yeah, what's the outfits look like? You know what I mean? That's what I'm. My question is, what's the outfits look like? Because so many cheerleading outfits are short skirts. So if you don't have a problem with it,
well, majority of the cheerleading, you know, cheerleader outfit, it's very, you know, very revealing.
Yeah, so
you know?
I mean, like she shouldn't have, you know what I mean? And that if she doesn't have a problem like wearing that, you know, but now she has a problem shaking
right.
her stuff. That's kind of like. Doing half of it, you know what I mean? She should just say that she doesn't
right.
want to wear like a whole thing. I mean, it's different if it's at a private public, like Catholic or you know, Christian or, you know, a religious
mm-hmm.
school. That's different, you know. Of course they shouldn't be doing that. Like if they're, you know what I mean? If they're at like some kind of religious school, they shouldn't be shaking their
mm-hmm.
stuff, and they should be wearing long skirts, you know. With pants on the
right.
or leggings, you know what I mean? So it really depends. It's got details, you know what I mean? So that's
mm-hmm.
what I have to say about that.
So our next segment is actually we're going to be talking about UFO now.
Oh,
UFO.
Like
do you believe in UFO?
Head
I believe in UFO. Unidentified flying objects. It's actually first
spotted
in China, now in New York City, now it's in Texas, and also Virginia. You know.
I believe in a UFO called Unfranchise Owner.
Yeah, that too.
Unfranchise Owner. That's what I believe, UFO.
Right. Well, they said at first the UFOs were spotted, you know, they spotted in China, and they're kind of caused several airports to close. And then apparently they moved over Manhattan, somewhere on there. You know, they saw the lights, flickering lights. They're coming to get me. They're coming to get me. And then there's reports actually of one of those light effects, nighttime display, what they call it, over in the El Paso, Texas, and Richmond, Virginia. You know, people are saying that, you know, asking if it's coincidence or there's any connections. You know, if it's not related or relevant or anything like that. But it seemed like it's, you know, not too far from one another. You know, there was just last week, and that was like, you know, they are spotted in Manhattan and El Paso, Texas. There's always going on in El Paso, Texas. You know, Texas over there, it's always going on there. It's like Area 51. Isn't Area 51 in Texas somewhere?
I don't know. Good question. I don't
mm-hmm.
know that
address.
Maybe we can Google it.
Right.
I think it's supposed to be hidden, though, isn't it? Area 51.
Area 51 is supposedly, yeah, supposedly secret.
Secret hidden.
So far, actually, there's no official explanation for this phenomenon, but there's pictures of it. And I think it made in... MSNBC News. Yeah, MSNBC is like, yeah, they're on top of that. Actually, they say the feds or the officials tried to determine whether the strange lights pose any threat to the airports that halted service briefly or to planes scheduled to land and take off. That's what happened. So it says the lights, beaming lights, and bunch of humming and stuff like that. So I don't know. I find that hard to believe. you know, maybe just a coincidence. Maybe it's another one of those, you know, high-tech aircraft that we do that, you know, that
right.
some military base have created and they're not telling us, you know, just like the
yeah.
The stealth bomber, you know.
Yeah, that's sort of...
Like
mm-hmm.
that and able to, like, to hover, you know, with seamlessly, like, no sound of anything,
yep.
you know, it's just a
humming,
and they go up and take off, and
yeah.
way back, I think, or a decade ago, something like that. But anyway, they claimed that spotted a something like that is a flying saucer of some kind that it just, you know, hover and it just takes off. And I think I was watching on Discovery Channel actually that, you know, how the B stealth bomber are able to do that, capable of doing it.
Yeah.
So, and that's spotted, that was spotted over there in you know, somewhere in El Paso or somewhere in Texas. I'm not really sure if it's in El Paso, you know, but
yeah,
it's always like, you know, maybe they invented something that they're not really telling us, you know.
Right.
Maybe they have.
Yep.
Maybe they invented, or they already invented the what do you call it? Like a ship or a plane that's able to travel the speed of light. I don't know. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's like 7 minutes of politics. Actually, there's November 2nd. They're coming up. There's a general elections coming up from your Senate, Congress, all the way down to your local district. So with that, are you voting?
I don't think this time.
You're not
voting?
I
don't think I can vote.
A lot of things, a lot of bickering going on between, you know, I mean, there's always been like that, bickering between both parties of Democrats and, you know, Republicans. And
are you
going to
vote?
I don't know. Maybe, you know, it's kind of... I moved around and it's, you know, it's just didn't feel like I'm, you know, voting or anything like that. But I think you should vote. I think you should get up and vote, especially if you really care about, you know, especially those people that complain a lot. If you want something changed,
mm-hmm.
do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go out and vote. Go out and vote. But I guess it's more, there's a lot of talks about, you know, it's not about Democrat or Republicans when it comes to this vote. It's about the, you know, conservatism and also liberalism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with this, the grassroots Tea Party actually going on, they kind of shaking up the whole thing, man. It's, you know, I think Republicans or conservative politicians on the ballot, actually they're up, you know, 47% or 57% or some kind of polling that they did.
Mm-hmm.
Actually governor of Illinois, I think there's things going on, right? Bill Brady or something like that, and Pat Quinn. Pat Quinn is the current governor, which is a liberal or a Democrat, you know. And Bill Brady is actually, you know, it's on this other side, Republican and somewhat conservative, you know, who knows. And also the mayor of the city of Chicago, there is a lot of people going to be running for city of mayor of Chicago for election, yeah, because Daley actually, you know, he's tired of it, and
yeah,
you know, I don't think he did anything, you know, I don't think he did anything.
Yeah.
He just
wow.
like hangs around and I don't know. I don't know if the guy ever accomplished anything. Not that I'm aware of, you know.
Right.
Rahm Emanuel, actually running for mayor. A lot of business people who are going to be running for mayor. Who else for Chicago? But whoever runs it, I mean, it's, I don't know, Chicago mayor. Hold a second here. Bear with me here while we look it up, who's going to be running candidates, you know. There is a potential list of the Chicago mayoral candidates. So here we go. I don't know if this is going to be... There's no list here. There. Premier Daily. No. But if you're thinking about running for mayor of Chicago, here's what you need to do. All candidates actually required to live in Chicago for the last calendar year. So 1 year, you have to be in Chicago, live in Chicago for 1 year. Candidates must file a petition with at least 12,000 signatures, 12,500 signatures. And then the people who sign must be at least 18 years old. Is that all you need? I don't know if I can do that. But the first one, actually, this is not Chicago. Actually, suburbs of, Bolingbrook, that's not count. You have to be a city of Chicago. Candidates cannot be felons or cannot own a city any money, including parking tickets. Wow. And the first day to file is November 15th. The deadline is a week later on November 22nd. There is no primary election in Chicago. The mayor elections will be on February 22nd, 2011. The winner must get 50% of the vote plus one vote. If no one meets this threshold, there will be a runoff on April 5th, 2011. The new mayor of Chicago will be sworn in on May 16th. 2011. So if you're thinking, if you met that criteria, you can run for Chicago mayor. There we go. You're gonna go ahead and do it. Maybe beat Rahm Emanuel. I mean, I'm pretty sure Rahm Emanuel. I mean, he's backed by President Obama, so he's gonna make sure he get all the support from the president, whether it be financially or physically. I don't know if he's so he knows people. It's a cool dude, I guess. That's what they said. Mm-hmm. But in Wisconsin, actually, there's the things going on also. I don't know who's running in Wisconsin. And the governor, what I'm saying. Wisconsin governor. Let's take a look at that. Who's running for governor? Dean Doyle.
Really?
Candidate. What now?
I said, really? Tammy Doyle, isn't she governor right now? Tammy Doyle?
Well, I don't know if this is...
Maybe Congress.
Something like that. Jim Doyle was actually a Democrat. Yeah, retiring in 2010. The active candidates, Tom Barrett, from Milwaukee. He's actually an ex-congressman. Yeah, so he's actually governor and a lieutenant governor. Scott Walker is a Republican from Milwaukee County Executive. Running for independent will be James James. Another independent, James Dean Langer, and also another independent, Leslie Smithack. That's things for the Wisconsin. So again, if you think that you can make change. I'm pretty sure you can make change. Go out and vote. And vote for your politician.
Yeah.
Vote it. You know what I mean?
Yep. If possible, vote.
Mm-hmm. All right, when we get back, I want to take a break real quick. When we get back, we're going to be doing some weird news and actually, cover on this date also, the segment on this date. We're going to be doing that when we get back from our break. Once again, this is Fernando on the Fernando Puñante Show. Come to me, my baby.
yo, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando show. Hell of a show, y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Kim from KickDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando Poniatti Show.
Hey, you, listen up. When was the last time you had someone give you cash back online when you bought something online? Okay, time's up. Well, here it is. ShoppingSuperHighway.com, the online store that gives you cash back on your purchases.
And get this, up to 35%.
Whoa! So here's the website again, ShoppingSuperHighway.com. That's ShopInSuperHighway.com. And become a preferred customer today for free.
Hello, you have reached the Johnson residence. Yes, we are home right now, but we are doing lots of things. My dad is working out, and he uses torch payment, so he'll be over there for a while. My sister and I are outside riding our bike or jumping on trampoline. Then, when we are done, we are going to study. Yeah, we are active kids like that, because we take isotonics, vitamins, every morning. Now, my mom, she's way too busy shopping online. I heard she gets cash back at ShoppingSuperHighway.com. We go to stuff when you can get all the stuff you need, all the time, at ShoppingSuperHighway.com. So, bye!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a test. This is a warning. You're about to embark on a journey to the sensible world of wisdom, the world where one inspirational word is able to take a stand from bigotry, nonsense, lies, and deceit. You're about to enter the world of Fernando Poniente. You have been warned.
Welcome back. This is Fernando, the Fernando Poniente Show. We have about 20 minutes into, it's 40 minutes into the hour, so we have 20 minutes left in my show. And I am so glad that I'm able to do this again because, you know, it's after all that long break, kind of a lot of things going in my mind and a lot of things going on and actually going on in my life. New jobs and new things and new this and new that and you know, don't know where I put everything in, and you know, just with God's help, I'm able to, you know, walk in the right path, and thanking for my spiritual leaders, Brother Eli Soriano and Brother Daniel. There are in not here, but I'm able to, they're able to, you know, teach me with their biblical guidance when it comes to the Bible. So the, so I'm able to, you know, walk in the right path, per se. But I am here, and we're going to be delivering, we're going to be talking about, Donna, you're there on the other line?
I am.
Oh, you are. Okay. And a little bit of the sports real quick. I just want to touch on this. NFL is actually considering fining or suspending those players that are rough, that are doing like this last weekend. I believe the player Brandon Merriweather from the New England Patriots actually did a helmet-to-helmet hit on a Baltimore Ravens tight end, Todd Heap. This is on last Sunday wins over the Ravens by the New England Patriots. Actually, he told reporters, you know, locker room, on Wednesday, actually today, that he was sore for the hip, and then he just want to move on. He was fined actually $50,000 by the NFL for that incident, for the helmet-to-helmet hit. There was actually a couple incidents like that that was shown during the game, you know, like on a Sunday, that all the helmet-to-helmet hits and everything like that. Here's my take on that. well, you know, they want to suspend it, and actually they want to change the rule that they're not going to be able to do that helmet-to-helmet. You know, they're going to be doing some, I mean, you might as well just, to me, my opinion, might as well just stop the NFL. Because we all know the NFL is a violent, you know, physical, well, not so much of a violent, but it's really a physical game, it's a physical sport. That's why they're wearing helmets, pads. That's why there's referee, umpires, you know, roughing the passers, in unnecessary roughness and all that, what they all came up with. I mean, if you're going to compare that, you know, the NFL today, if you compare that to, let's say, 15 years ago with, you know, with Dick Butkus era and all of them, those were the football games back then. You know, today it's, you know, you hit the quarterbacks, you know, kind of late, you know, you're throwing a flag and you'd be called in for, like, roughing the passers after the hit. You know, sometimes it's hard for you to, you know, I've worn, it's not like I've played, you know, NFL before, but I've worn those helmets. I've worn those, and they're just for the heck of it, and it's not, you know, it kind of gives you this limited visibility. So what I'm saying is just like, if you take those, take the, you know, the roughness of it, the physical game of it, you know, just taking it the very essence of the game. And that's just my opinion, you know what I mean? I mean, if you don't want to play like that, if you don't want to be being hit like that, I think you just, you know, football is not for you. Now, I understand there's some people like there's some individuals that are rough, that just want to hit people. They're angry. They're they just want to, you know, they want to hurt people. I understand that. You know, with this Brandon Merriweather, I think, you know, there's clearly, there's probably, there is some kind of a history between them, or, you know, for the way. If you, I don't know if you have seen the hit, you know, the replay of it. I mean, I think he deliberately, you know, did that, or he just hit him helmet to helmet. I mean, just boom. I mean, it was like a little piece of things that came flying out of the of that helmet of Todd Heap. You know, but again, you know, and then you. You kind of, what do you call it? You deal with that individual. You know, why? I mean, it's just, what is that? Like, there's like 52, I'm saying 49 teams in the AFC and combined NFC and AFC. And there's like, what, one player, a couple of players that did a helmet to helmet, and you want to just change something because of that? You know?
Right.
So I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, deal with that. Deal with the bear. You know, there's a lot of people saying that's like, you know, finding those people actually doesn't change anything because they make millions of dollars. I mean, that's no. I think that's $50,000. I mean, that should be reasonable. I mean, suspending it, and I don't think so. And changing the game, changing the whole, I mean, the essence of the game. Again, it might as well just take on, just stop the NFL. You know, just don't even play NFL. Don't even play football. You know, if you're gonna be acting like a little girl, there's no girls in. Oh, what do you call it? Was that one game, one movie? Actually, there's no crying on baseball. You remember that? Remember that? But actually, this individual Merriweather actually. Actually, it has a, you know, a history of hitting, you know, the kind of rough. So I just want to throw things in there. And Ooh, Green Bay Packers. I'm a Green Bay Packers fan, but they are struggling, man. They lost three straight in a row, you know?
Yeah.
I would hate to be a Bears fan because I'm not a Bears fan because they lost, too.
They lost, too.
You know? And also the Vikings. I know some people out there, Vikings fans, man. They, you know, they think Randy Moss going to the Minnesota is going to be all heavenly. Yeah, we have the, you know, one of the best wide receiver in the league, but they lost last time, so I don't know. We'll see. It's still early. I would say four more games, and if your team does not improve, or, you know, if, let's say, Green Bay does not improve that for the next four games, you know, there is no playoffs in sight.
Yeah,
there's no playoffs in sight. You heard about this? We're going to the segment of the weird news we're talking about here. Actually, there's a man arrested and actually thanking the police for finding his long lost bong.
Song?
The bong.
The song. You know what the bong is? Song. Song like
B,
underwear
B-O-N-G.
Or something?
Bong.
Dog. What's a dong? Like a dong?
B as in boy, O-N-G.
What? Oh, B-O, B as in boy, O-N-G.
Right.
Wow. Yeah? Bong.
B
like smoking stuff.
What?
Like smoking stuff that you shouldn't be smoking?
Right, the bong.
Wow.
Bong. That's when you know people smoke.
That's,
you know, their stuff in it. But anyway, I want to go back to the thing. It's this guy. He said, and the deputies actually who arrested this guy, you know, with all kind of, you know, with drug charges, reportedly helped him find a bong that he had lost 7 years earlier. Yeah, the cops pulled the guy over, right? And because something wrong with the license plate, you know, something like that. And when the cops approached the vehicle, and the guy is like, this guy allegedly, you know, quote unquote, gave them the address that didn't match the one on the driver's license and say there were no drugs in the car. But when the deputies searched the vehicle, they found a 23.9 grams of marijuana in the trunk.
Wow.
That's according to the police report. And also in the trunk, they discovered a bong inside a plastic shopping bag.
Huh.
So the guy told the cops that he must have misplaced that years ago. So the guy reportedly thanked the law enforcement official for finding the bong, which he has purchased for $150. They said,
wow.
He said, assumed a roommate had stolen when he couldn't find it, and it's in his trunk all along. I mean, you're clearly out of your mind. You know, the guy's like, oh, thank you, officer, for finding my bong that's been missing for 7 years.
Yeah.
What do you do from there? Dude, oh, that's my bong. Oh, man, I've been looking for that. Thank you, officer.
It doesn't even sound like you.
Dude, that's my driver's license. Oh, you found the bong. All right, dude. Rock on, dude. You found my bong for it. Missing for 7 years now. And there was speaking of cop thing, there was an escaped chimpanzee went bananas, actually, in Missouri. And slamming on the, smashing the cop's car. Chimpanzee. There was actually a video of it. If you go into AOL.com, AOL News, there's a, yeah, let's see if I can play this. There's a, here we go, there's a video of them like dragging their trash cans all over the road and then approaches the cop car. This is a huge chimpanzee, I'm telling you. This is not, went on top of the car and started kicking. And started kicking the, oh my goodness. And it started kicking the thing, it's like dragging a trash can. But anyway, the story goes on to, like, this chimpanzee actually weighs more than 150 pounds. And he actually attacked the car, or the police car, slamming trash can against the bumper and kicking the windshield and before running away. The chimpanzee's name is Suko, and a 21-year-old chimp. What is that? No, I don't want to hear the Chilean miners again. Man, they say they're going to write books now, those Chilean miners and all that. I mean, I understand. I sympathize with them. I have, you know, all the heart goes out to them for being in the hole for like maybe 69 days. But, you know, it's kind of like what they said, redundant, you know. It's kind of get tired of it. You know, they're like, they're going to write a book. They're going to write a book about being in a hole. How could it possibly be fun to read? Day three. We're stuck in a hole with 32 other guys. We have no bathroom. We share one toothbrush and a cookie, some fudge, and some water. It's going on 45 days now. I have not taken a shower. It's sad, but, you know, I'm sorry to make fun of it. I'm sorry. But anyway, we're going to be running out of time and all these things going on here. We're going to be going to the... On this day, grab a pen and paper if you might learn something. On this date, actually, today is the 20th of October, 2010. Wow, it's going to be, you know, next thing you know, it's going to be 2011. Three more months, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Times really fly when you're in the sky. Anyway, on this day, on October 20th, 1973, in the so-called Saturday Night Massacre, President Nixon abolished the office of Special Watergate Prosecutor Archibald Cox. I think I remember that. On October 20th, 1859, John Dewey, the influential American philosopher, was born following his death on June 1st, 1952. On this date, the U.S. in 1803, on this date, the U.S. Senate ratified the Louisiana Purchase. 1931, baseball Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle was born in Spavinaw, Oklahoma. 1931, Mickey Mantle was born. 1944, General Douglas MacArthur stepped ashore at Leyte in the Philippines 2.5 years after he said, "I shall return." That's in 1944. 1947, the House Un-American Activities Committee opened hearings into alleged communist influence in the motion picture industry. That is 1944. We're going to fast forward into 1977. Three members of the rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd were killed in a crash of a chartered plane near Macomb, Mississippi, 1977. 1979, John F. Kennedy, president of the Library Museum, was dedicated in Boston. And the host Toronto Blue Jays beat the Atlanta Braves 3-2 in the first World Series game played outside the United States. That is 1992. 2000, Egyptian-born Ali Mohammed, a U.S. citizen who served in the Army, pleaded guilty in New York to helping plan the U.S. embassy bombings in Africa in 1988 that killed 224 people. 2009, on this date, Afghanistan's Election Commission's order a runoff in a disputed presidential poll. The runoff was later canceled, and President Hamid Karzai proclaimed the winner. Today's birthday, if you are on my Facebook friend or a Twitter follower, happy birthday if you are having a birthday today. You know, I don't have do you have anyone in mind having a spiritual birthday or flesh earthly birthday?
Well, not a birthday, but an anniversary.
Anniversary? Who's having anniversary?
Hernando Poniente. Hernando and Lynn Poniente. I believe they got married on October 20th, 2002. No.
Wow.
Yeah,
2002. I didn't even know that. Yeah. Shame on me. Anyway, John, well, happy anniversary then if they're listening. Happy, happy anniversary. Happy, happy anniversary. All right, current birthdays today. It's memorable birthdays. John Krasinski actually turns 31 years old today. The guy from The Office. You might know him if you watch The Office. Tom Petty, actually rock singer and musician. Tom Petty is the Tom Petty and the Heartbreaker. One of them. He turned 60 today. Sheldon Whitehouse, a U.S. Senator from Rhode Island, actually turns 55. Danny Boyle, the have you seen the Slumdog Millionaire?
Yes,
he was the director of the Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh.
He turns 54 today, actually 53. Hilda Solis, Secretary of Labor, turns 53. And actually, Viggo Mortensen. Is that how you pronounce that? Mortensen. You know who Viggo Mortensen is? He's an actor. Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
He plays the king in there, Lord of the Rings. That's Viggo.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he turns 52. And also rapper. Snoop upside your head. Turns 39 years old today. Snoop Dogg turns 39. He's older than I am.
Wow.
I thought it was like, turned 39. Snoop upside your head. Unfortunately, we have no time. We're running out of time. We're about 60 seconds into the hour. we got 60 seconds to go. I'll give you the last word, Don. So next Wednesday, hopefully, we should be able to broadcast again. And can you hear that?
No, I can't. Missed you.
Oh, you didn't hear the say 60 seconds. But anyway, we got 30 seconds.
All right. Have a great day, and we look forward to the next show. And don't forget to get your questions answered. It's podcasted at livestream.com/ElLisoriano, ElIsoriano. For any Bible questions you have, you may learn. You probably most likely will learn something, because there's a lot of people out there in the world asking questions that maybe you never even thought of before that Brother Ellie, with God's help and mercy and grace, has answers to.
Black Friday is podcast.